From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. In Pakistan today, three U.S. troops have been killed in a roadside bombing that also wounded dozens of schoolgirls. The Americans were traveling with Pakistani security forces near the Afghan border as part of a security training mission. Officials say the explosion heavily damaged a girl's high school. There's been another deadly bombing in Iraq targeting Shiite pilgrims. At least 20 people have been killed and more than 100 others wounded. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports.
It's the third major bombing targeting pilgrims this week. Millions of Shiites are making their way to Karbala for the holy festival of Arbaeen. Thousands of additional police have been deployed to protect the faithful who are traveling on foot, pausing at rest stops to eat and drink. Arbaeen falls on Friday, and so the roads are clogged, making worshippers an easy target. Up to 6 million people are expected to descend on the holy city. U.S. and Iraqi military officials say they are expecting a spike in violence ahead of elections slated here for March 7th. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has made improved security across Iraq a central theme of his campaign. The attacks undermine his election bid. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.
The director of the CIA is warning lawmakers on Capitol Hill that al-Qaeda will likely try to attack the United States again in the next 3 to 6 months. Leon Panetta tells members of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
My greatest concern and what keeps me awake at night is that al-Qaeda and its terrorist allies and affiliates could very well attack the United States.
As part of the annual terror assessment to Congress, Panetta said the biggest threat from the terror group is its growing ability to operate undetected. A bipartisan group of senators is hoping to block civilian court trials for those behind the September 11th attacks. They're introducing legislation to stop them, the latest hurdle to the Obama administration's plan to close the Guantanamo prison. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
President Obama has always said he wants to try Guantanamo detainees in civilian courts whenever possible. Democratic Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas said she has serious concerns.
I believe these individuals are war criminals and that their alleged evils against our country warrant their trials in military court.
The administration has had mixed success trying to persuade people that criminal court is the best way to handle terrorists. This week, the Justice Department unveiled a new webpage with the heading, "The Criminal Justice System is a Counterterrorism Tool." The website makes the argument that, quote, "The criminal justice system has proven incredibly effective in both incapacitating terrorists and gathering valuable intelligence from and about terrorists." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
And this is NPR News from Washington. Amid the recall of millions of Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs for those sticky gas pedals, the automaker is now hearing complaints about brake problems on the new Prius Hybrid. NPR's Carol Van Dam explains.
More than 100 complaints have been lodged with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration over the gas-electric hybrid's brakes. The new Prius, which went on sale some 8 months ago in this country and Japan, is not part of a massive recall about sticky gas pedals and unwanted acceleration affecting several Toyota models. Japan's transport ministry says it, too, has received at least 14 complaints since July about brake problems with the new Prius hybrid. Those complaints include an accident last July in which a Prius slammed into another car at an intersection, leaving two people slightly injured. A Japanese transportation official says the driver told police that a brake didn't work. The world's number one automaker says it is investigating the complaints. Toyota sales have plummeted since the worldwide recall involving gas pedals. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Japanese automaker Honda is reporting its first jump in quarterly profits in 2 years. Honda says its earnings rose to nearly $1.5 billion for the quarter ending in December. Analysts say Honda has been doing better financially than other automakers, in part because of its thriving motorcycle business. A new report says America's colleges and universities are hurting for charitable donations. The Council for Aid to Education says the drop in contributions for 2009 was the steepest in at least 30 years. Nationwide, that decline came out to about 12%. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.